The North Carolina Shakespeare Festival is gearing up for its 2012 presentation of the Charles Dickens classic, A Christmas Carol. The performance includes professional, local, and child actors. This year's production will also touch thousands of students, with nearly a dozen school fest matinees planned for school groups across the triad. Performances will be December 5th through the 23rd, with evening shows at 7:30 and weekend matinees at 2 o'clock at the High Point Theater. 1977 marked the festival's premiere season, and since then, the Charles Dickens classic story has become a real holiday tradition for families, schools, and groups throughout the triad, with over 600 performances. You'll find a link to their complete calendar summary on our website, wfdd.org/triadarts. This year, returning to the North Carolina Shakespeare Festival is the extremely talented and versatile actor, writer, and teacher, Michael Huey. Nearly two decades ago, he performed the role of young Scrooge in A Christmas Carol, and this month, he becomes that complicated, cantankerous old character, Ebenezer Scrooge himself. Michael stopped by WFDD last week, and we talked about this wonderful holiday tradition, Charles Dickens, and what he's learned about old Scrooge from the inside out.
I think Christmas Carol, though, is one of those traditions. It's like the cast and I will talk about the various versions, the film versions and, you know, Scrooge McDuck even, you know. It's so iconic. I mean, it's like, you know, it's in your blood. I mean, you know the lines. And I think one of the hardest things about acting it is if I were to say to anyone now, okay, do Scrooge, they'd start doing Scrooge.
Yeah.
Easy to do a caricature. And, of course, as an actor, that's the last thing you want to do.
Art imitating life, in a sense, for the guy. I mean, it was a...
Yeah, very much so, yeah. I'm actually reading this book now called The Man Who Invented Christmas by Les Standiford. And it's about Dickens writing Christmas Carol and what motivated him. He had to self-publish it. His publisher was like, nah, we don't want to do that.
I had no idea.
He was in a decline. This was after a lot of his really successful stuff, like Nicholas Nickleby and Oliver Twist and Old Curiosity Shop, which was huge. And he wanted to do something before Christmas, and his publisher said, I don't think so. So he basically used them as a printer, and he paid for it and got it out, chose his illustrator, you know, designed the book and everything. And this book actually calls it the most well-known story in the English language. I think it's, you know, you could debate that, but I think that there's some merit to that.
I was struck by the music pairs so nicely with this particular production. Was it a local composer? Do you know anything about the music?
No, there was a guy named David Bishop who composed music many years ago. And I think he was from, I want to say, Minnesota.
Okay.
David's a very talented composer and worked with the Shakespeare Festival in some of the main stage productions as well.
Okay.
Composed it. And this was 20 years ago. I was young Scrooge. And he was, at that time, he had just written the music and he was conducting us.
North Carolina Shakespeare Festival actor Michael Huey. He'll play the role of Ebenezer Scrooge in the N.C. Shakes music-filled adaptation of Charles Dickens' beloved classic, A Christmas Carol. We've been sampling from the original music for the show by David Bishop. The soundtrack album for A Christmas Carol was just recorded, and it'll be available for purchase at the High Point Theater. Preview performances begin Friday, December 7th at 7:30. Opening night is Friday the 14th, and the show continues through Sunday, December 23rd, with evening performances at 7:30 and weekend matinees at 2 at the High Point Theater. You'll find links to more information at wfdd.org. For WFDD, I'm David Ford, and this is Triad Arts.